Previously, in the Dire Multiverse, Omega and her friends ignored Deputy Maggie Mori's order to leave the scene of the latest armadillo attack and ended up in hot water. There is nothing so terrifying as realizing that your hiding place might become your coffin. Having escaped by the hairs on their chinny-chin-chins, they decide to go in search of Grady Dire. The discovery of Dire Mansion sets them on a course that will have a lasting impact on their lives, the world, and even you. Forever. Suspend your disbelief.
Damn, that mansion's creepy even in daylight.
You can see all the no trespassing signs in the daylight. Are we sure we want to be here, Ohm?
We can't do nothing. Grady Dire knows something about all this. We've got to get him to listen to us before someone else dies.
So what do you think, Wick? It's everything we said it was, right?
It's like something out of a comic book. I can't believe people actually live here.
Did you see the hands carved around the chimneys? I think those are chimneys.
Hard to miss. I bet it's haunted.
Nice landscaping. Dire must have a gardener or two. It's like being at Disneyland, but the dark version.
Dire Disneyland.
But peaceful, like a well-groomed cemetery.
Come on. I want to get a look around. Let's start on the front porch. You go peek in that window we were looking in last night. I'm going to see what's in this tower over here.
So we're not going to knock on the front door?
Yeah, because that worked out so well for us last night. Maybe later.
I end up in jail. You're paying my bail, Wick.
I gotcha.
You know, this place is probably surrounded by miles and miles of forest. If they wanted to murderize us, it wouldn't be hard to hide our bodies.
Nobody's gonna kill us for trespassing.
Doesn't look like anybody's home.
Lights are all off.
Holy shit! Is that what I think it is?
A suit of armor? A dead body? A ghost?
None of the above. I think...
Holy shit, it's the statue! Look!
Holy shit!
Holy shit! Look at all those books! What a library! Oh, now I really want to go in and look around.
Why not? Nobody's home. It's the perfect time to do it.
Wait... How did they get the statue? Did the woman from the crappy seagull bring it here? Could she and Grady Dire be in on this together?
You don't think they've got something to do with the armadillos, do you? I mean...
Maybe they are the armadillos. Like, where armadillos? They change at the full moon.
Dire knows what they are, at least. That's for sure.
So, you're saying that the statue is in this tower? Here? Oh, wait, I see it. It's the armadillo.
We need to get in there. Let's try around the side.
What was that?
What?
I thought I saw something. Like, a shadow moving. In that window there.
I don't see anything.
Me either. You must have imagined it, Kitty. We're all jumpy right now.
Yeah... I guess you're right.
Oh, check out the stone they used to build this place. I've never seen anything like it. It must be hundreds of years old. I wonder where they mined it from. It's so... cold.
Whoa there, buddy. Easy.
Wick, are you okay?
Ah, damn. What just happened?
Your eyes rolled back in your head. Not an attractive look for you, dude.
I think... I had a Harry Potter moment. I saw you, Omega, back on the front lawn. That Grady guy was shouting at you, threatening you. He was pissed. His face was all red.
What was he saying?
I couldn't hear anything. But then Omega picked up a handful of dirt and threw it up in the air. It just hung there, in front of her, and it spelled out, Dana. Then it fell back down to the ground.
What happened next?
He was yelling again and waving his arms, kind of like how you shoo away a bear.
Shooed lots of bears, have you?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I think so. I've never had anything like that happen to me before.
I've heard people hallucinate when they're having a stroke.
I'm 19 years old, Kitty. I didn't have a stroke.
Aneurysm?
Am I bleeding out my nose or ears? Here, check me, Lime.
No blood, no visible brain matter. Though that's no surprise.
Smartass. Yeah, I'm okay. Let's just keep going. I want to get inside before someone spots us out here.
Me too.
If you're sure you're all right.
I'm fine. Let's move.
These French doors are open. We can get in through here.
Once more under the breach, dear friends. Once more.
Looks like somebody else came in this way, too.
And they didn't wipe their shoes very well. My mother'd be having a fit right about now if she saw this mess.
I guess when you're rich, you don't care about wiping your feet. It's somebody else's problem. Oh, for the love of God, it's a ballroom. It's a real freaking ballroom.
It's not a real mansion without a ballroom.
Look, there's a balcony overlooking the dance floor. I imagine servants hiding up there, watching the guests and whispering about their fancy dresses, and which duke is the most handsome?
No dukes in America, only rich douches.
May I have this dance, m'ladies?
I rest my case.
Did I mention smartass?
This place is amazing. It should be a museum or something. Fireplace is so big I could walk into it.
Look at that old-time record player.
They called it a Victrola, I think.
Ixnay on the Ianope! What if somebody's here?
Sorry, couldn't resist.
There's a hallway out here. Nobody around.
Let me see.
Three doors off the hallway. I'm gonna suggest we take the closest one. You guys ready?
That hallway looks pretty run down. Check out that rug. It's kind of disgusting. All tattered and worn. Maybe they don't have as much money as I thought.
I don't think this place has had an update since Miss Havisham had her bridal shower.
It's like Harder Central, too. Look at all this stuff.
So many paintings on the walls.
I want to find the room with the statue. No more talking. Let's go.
Looks like the ground floor landing. This is probably the main stairs of the house.
Can you just imagine Vanessa Dyer coming down those stairs?
What's through here? Locked.
There's a closet here. Is that door a closet too?
No, it's the basement. Ah, check this out.
I'm gonna head upstairs, just for a quick peek. I'll be right back.
Somebody's coming! Go up the stairs, Lime, quick!
Get inside!
We should stay together.
No time, just go. I'm right behind you.
Shh. Let's keep moving. I don't want to get caught on the basement stairs.
Besides, you want to see what's down here.
Damn tootin' I do.
Wow. Looks like this is where all the renovation money went.
They're living down here. How weird.
Look. There's somebody in the kitchen, some guy.
Never seen him before. He looks native.
And big. Let's not let him catch us.
Roger that. I hope Kitty and Lime are okay.
We should have gone down to the basement with Alm and Wick.
We'll catch up with them as soon as that lady's gone.
Looks like she's the housekeeper, maybe. She's getting something out of that closet.
I don't think she's coming up here.
Did you see the gargoyles on the banister?
Artemis, major creep factor. Is she listening to roughshod?
She's coming up here. Go, 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 quietly.
Through here.
Quiet. Stop moving. I think she's gone.
Hey. We're on that balcony over the ballroom. Pretty damn cool.
Wow, yeah. I know just how those servants must have felt.
Hey, Omega, let's try this room. We can lay low in here until we think the coast is clear.
Good idea. What the honkin' hell?
Oh, damn. Close that door behind you.
Whoa. Don't touch anything.
I've never seen so many guns in one place. And swords.
And every kind of knife you can imagine.
Look, it's Excalibur.
I'm confused. Is this somebody's private collection? A lot of these look like antiques.
Might explain why they're stashed away down here.
You'd think they'd have it locked up, though. I wonder if any of it's valuable.
Even the modern stuff would bring a good payday at your local gun show. All the more reason to get out of here. I don't want anyone thinking we're here to rob them.
Good point. Let's go find Lime and Kitty.
The ballroom looks even more grand from up here. Check out that chandelier. Oh, crap, it's that girl with the awesome hair. She's down there by the fireplace. I think she sees us.
Oh, crap.
She definitely sees us.
Yep, she's looking right at us.
Help me.
What the fuck?
Look, I think her hair is caught in that box on the fireplace mantle.
Stuck, yeah, and getting pulled in. Am I seeing that right?
Please, help me.
Hold on, I'm coming.
Wait, Kitty, what are you doing? You can't jump down from here.
I got this.
Your ankle.
See, I'm good.
All right, Wonder Woman, I'm going around the long way. I'll be right there.
Ow, it's pulling my hairs.
Holy moly, what pointy ears you have.
Hurry, I can't make it to free me.
What strange tattoos. What purple eyes.
Please, girl, please, be quick. If I can't see it, I can't. Ow!
Something inside this box has it tangled.
Don't open the box. You'll let it out. Just pull on my hairs. Bang on the lid, maybe. Just shout at it.
What's in the box? A rat?
Ow, ow, ow.
All right, hold on. I don't think I can free you without opening the box.
No, don't open it. Please, just pull.
Oh, okay. I've got you, but I don't want to hurt you.
I will hurt more if you don't free me. Just pull.
Here goes.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you multi times.
What's in that box?
Don't touch it.
Okay, not touching it.
I'm here. What's happening? Kitty, are you okay? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I'm not sure I didn't.
Thank you, girl.
Oof. Okay, hugs. Okay. You smell good.
Wow, that costume looks so real, even up close. Impressive.
My mother would be so angry if I die today.
Died? What?
Who are you? Friends of Grady?
We're just visiting.
We were actually just on our way out. Come on, Kitty, time to go.
I am Nomia. I'm just here to visit also.
Jesus, look at her eyes. Talk about uncanny valley.
I'm Kitty, and this is Lime. We have to go now. Bye, Nomia.
You told her our names.
They're not our real names, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Does Grady know that you are here?
Gotta go. Bye. Keep moving, Kitty. Let's go back to the basement door. I'm kind of freaking out. I mean, did you see her ears?
I saw. And her skin with the turquoise swirls, she looks just like Galadriel, but younger and shorter and friendlier.
Friendly or not, I don't want to stay here any longer. We need to find Omega and Wick.
Come on, Omega. Let's get the hell out of this basement. Nobody who has this many weapons is somebody I want to piss off.
Right behind you.
Hey, stop right there.
Go, quick.
Stop!
Here they are. We thought we'd lost—
Move it! Run! He's right behind—
I said stop!
Hey! Let go of me!
Not until you tell me who you are. How did you get in here?
Crap. Look, man, we were just curious.
Yeah, we didn't steal nothing. We just wanted to take a look around.
Foco, we don't want any trouble.
I'm not releasing your friend until you tell me who you are and how you got in.
You can't do this.
Hold still.
Stay with me, Bren.
My God, it's her again. The elf.
What did she just say?
She's helping us, I think.
With you? Nomia, you know the rules.
Bren, yes. But I wanted to show the dimension to them. They're friends from home.
Grady's going to be back soon. If he finds them here, Nomia, he'll forbid you to visit. I suggest you send them back where they belong. Right now.
I will.
Right now.
Yes, yes. Right now.
Wow. Thanks. You didn't have to do that.
It's no troubles. You are my new friends. But you do have to go now. Bren will check.
Omega, Wick, you can close your mouths now.
Wow. She's the real cosplay deal. I think I'm in love.
You must leave the way you came in.
We came in through the patio doors in the ballroom.
I will show you how to go. Follow me.
Back in the ballroom again.
Those are the patio doors you came in through, yes?
Yeah, those are the ones.
We didn't track that mud in, though. Honest.
I will leave you here. You will go, yes? I must make sure Bren is not angry with me.
No problem. We've got it from here.
Goodbye, my friends Kitty and Lime. Thank you again, multi times.
Thank you, multi times, for saving us from that man.
Bren is a guard wolf. More tongue than teeth, usually.
Come on, guys. Let's get out of here.
Right behind you, Wick.
Bye, Nomia.
Bye, creepy girl.
Goodbye. Be excellent to each other.
She was surreal.
Hey, nobody touch that box on the mantelpiece. It's got teeth.
We're getting out of here. Let's go. Turn around. Go back in. Go back.
What? Why?
Somebody is coming. Go, go, go.
Who was it?
Some lady with a chainsaw.
It was a hedge trimmer, not a chainsaw.
Still lethal.
Now what?
Now we find another way out.
On your tiptoes, Scooby Gang. I don't want to get Nomia in trouble. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Do, do, do.
Stop.
I think that's the front door. The one Mr. Dyer came out of last night.
Unlock it. Let's go.
Wait, I thought I heard a car door.
Check out the peephole, Omega.
Crap to Moogie. It's Dyer and that IBI agent. They're coming up the walk.
Quick, we can hide in here.
Hurry!
Anyone else think that sneaking around this place was a boner idea?
Come on, get in here.
It's the room we peeped into the other night.
Yeah, where we saw Professor Wittershins and Nomia.
Shh.
What if they come in here?
Everybody, hide.
Where?
Get behind the couch, Lime. I think I can fit between that chair and the wall.
I'll be in the drapes.
I'm over here.
This is unacceptable, Dyer. You need to get this situation under control.
Look, Payne, it didn't go missing on my watch.
Maybe not, but something did come through on your watch. Leaving the problem to these innocents isn't good enough.
You think I don't know that?
I know you do. That's part of the problem. Why haven't you cleaned up this nutfustery yet?
I'm doing what I can.
Okay, they're gone. We got lucky they didn't come in here.
Time to get the flock out of here.
Guys, we're not alone.
Dana Lessington? Is that a real gun?
You better believe it. Now, get over there. Go on. Everybody together.
What are you going to do?
It's not what I'm going to do. It's what you're going to do for me.
As if this day couldn't get any more weird. Jeez Louise.
This has been episode number 4 of the Dyer Multiverse audio drama. If you enjoyed it, please consider giving us a review. Reviews not only encourage us to work harder, but they also help other listeners know whether our drama is right for them. You can post directly where you downloaded the drama, or you can email us at review@gamesomniverse.com. To get exclusive lore, see character profiles, join the community, and receive other perks, support us at patreon.com/diremultiverse. Come back next time to know what happens at the business end of Dana Lessington's gun. Will the PGs get out of the mansion undiscovered? Will they get out in one piece? Will they get out at all? Join us for our 5th episode as the mysterious story unfolds. I'm Philip Picard. Thank you for listening.